Peya per gimel mishneheya achen shecholku. So brothers that divided a piece of property, noisnin shte peyos. Excuse me. They would give two separate payas, one for each his own field, because they divided it. They each own each field separately. Chazuv v'nishtatfu. But if afterwards they say, you know what, let's just join together and become partners in one big happy field, nosnin peya echas. Then they would give peya for the whole thing, one peya. Shnayim shelachu esa'ilon. Similarly, two people that buy a tree, nosnin peya echas. Since they own the whole tree, it's looked at as like one property. The tree has a lot of fruits. So they would give peya, a peya, 1/60 of all the fruit that's on the tree together. Lokach tzet tzfon of ezed dromo. If one person buys the north part of the tree, which is meaning in the direction of north, and one person buys the southern part of the tree in the direction of the south. So, for example, you would pretend to make a dotted line on the tree from the top down, and half the tree would go to one person, half the tree to the other person. Zenos and pei la'atzmo, v'zenos and pei la'atzmo. Each one gives peya to his portion of the tree. So, macher kilchi ilan besoch sadeu. A person that sells kilchi ilan, the roots of a tree, within his own fields. So somebody buys it, but obviously they didn't uproot it yet. Nosin peya mikol echod vi echod. The buyer, each buyer, so he sells like a lot of his trees like this. So each buyer of each tree, they give peya to their own trees separately. And the difference in the kilchi, not just selling a tree, is because once a person sells the tree, first of all, there's a whole shiloh of when the person sells two trees, three trees, does he sell the land as well, and the buyer actually acquires the land. Or the main point is that once he sells the land that's underneath the tree, even if it's the same buyer, and he buys another tree, the land connects them and it becomes like one field that it's chayiv and peya. So the point here is that he's selling just the physical part of the trees, whether it's kilchi, actually means stems, roots, whatever, but he's specifically pointing out not to sell the land. That's the main point. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, emasai, when does this apply? Bizman shloshir bal hasada. This only applies when the owner, the original owner of the field, did not leave anything over for himself. Lo shir bal asada. Remember, we said the chiv of peya only starts when a person cuts, whether it's the fruit or the branch, that's when the chiv starts. So if this guy never did it, the original owner never did it, he was never chayv in peya, so therefore he's allowed to sell the property, and whoever owns the property, or the field, or the tree, or whatever, that person that buys it, it was never chayv in peya, he's the one that's chayv in peya. So Behud is actually coming to explain, he's not being cholak, according to the Rav. Avalim shir bal hasada, but if the owner of the field left over something for himself, meaning he cut it, he cut whether it's the fruits or he cut some branches or whatever, who noisin pay lekol? He has to give pay on the whole field, whatever he has not sold so far. Now, if we recall earlier at the end of Perek Beis, we said that if a person would cut half his field and he didn't take off pay yet, and then he would sell the rest of the field, so we said that the buyer had to pay peya on what he bought, but the owner had to reduce the price because everybody understood that peya needed to still be taken from what was being sold. So why over here do we not just do the same thing and just say, you know what, reduce the price, but on the buyer, each guy that buys each tree or each tree would be chayiv in peya. Why are we saying that the mocher is chayiv in peya? So the Taisa Sentiv says, because over here, there's still land left, there's still trees left. So since there's still trees and fruits left, there's the ability that the seller can do it. Masha Enkin at the end of the second parak, that mentioned over there, the guy already cut half his field and then he sold it. So the seller didn't have anything left anymore because he sold it to the guy. The only thing that bothers me about this is that why do we say at the end of parak Beis that the lokeach pays gives the payah? Why should the sale go like this? In other words, the seller is supposed to tell him, unlike the we said over there, the Mishnah Rishon explained that both the buyer and the seller knew when he cut the first half and now he was selling the second half. He said, listen, buddy, I didn't take off peya yet. While I'm selling it to you, you're going to be the one that's chayv to take off peya. So why is that any different? Why did we allow that to happen? Why don't we say over there, hey, no, don't sell half the land. You already cut half. You're chayv to take off peya, and only after you take off peya, then you should sell it, just like we say it over here. So if somebody wants to give a reasoning in the Slack app, I'd love to hear some ideas.